Day 114, the demand for self. When self-centeredness is fueled by victimization, we are in danger of becoming victimizers in our own life. As quoted from the book, Victor Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 204. If we really want to live this life as the victor God has made us to be, we have to come to grips with the difference between simple selfishness and self-centeredness. Not knowing the difference can make us think in ways that allow victim thinking to be a real possibility. Selfishness is a natural trait placed in all creation to help us survive this life. This might sound kind of crazy, but selfishness even exists in the plant world. Don't believe me? Just check out how pine trees and oak trees grow. The height and breadth of these magnificent trees is actually a strategy that helps guarantee their own survival. They branch out in ways so as to block the sun from anything growing underneath their trunk. In some species, they actually secrete a chemical that makes any growth from happening underneath their branches. In doing so, they kill off any other plant life that might rob the tree of the nutrients they need to thrive. A perfect picture of selfishness, if you ask me. Same goes for the human species. We are just as selfish as the plant world when it comes to making our way in the world. Though we might not position ourselves in ways that can cause permanent harm to another, we do things with self-preservation in mind, and I believe that can be classified as selfishness. That kind of selfishness is totally understandable, as long as it isn't used to the detriment of another. I believe this kind of selfishness is something we should not get too worried about in this life. Self-centeredness is a totally different animal altogether. Self-centeredness happens when our selfishness takes us into greater and greater places where our needs, rights, and desires become a singular focus. It is when we become demanding of others when it comes to our needs, rights, and desires that we cross from natural selfishness into damaging self-centeredness. In that place of demand is where victim thinking takes control, and we are placed in positions where we can become victimizers to those we love. Self-centeredness fueled by victim thinking is a dangerous place for a person to remain. It is when the bad things of this life hit us in ways where we begin to take on the persona of a victim that the demand for self-centered results can cause damage to others in ways we would have never considered. Look at what the Bible says about the subject. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Philippians 2:3, New International Version. The combination of selfishness and empty conceit is what makes self-centeredness a possibility. Sadly, the self-centered person stuck in victim thinking rarely sees their damaging ways. They can actually see their self-centered ways as totally logical and justified. The phrase, "If only you knew the pain I have suffered, you wouldn't think my actions are all that bad," is the mantra for those stuck in victim thinking when self-centeredness is in control. Self-centeredness fueled by victim thinking makes it so that we see ourselves as more important than anyone else. We would never admit that, but deep down inside, that is actually how we feel. It is as though the rest of the world exists to meet our needs, and when that doesn't happen, a demanding spirit can be what makes victimizing events a real possibility in our lives. The answer to this dilemma is such a difficult prospect for victim thinkers to apply in their life. It is when we take our eyes off ourselves and start looking at others as being more important that self-centeredness begins to loosen its grip in our lives. I am in no way saying we are to ignore our own needs. That's totally impossible. I am saying that we need to recognize when our demand for self is making us cross the line from selfishness to self-centeredness. Then we can be in a better position to let humility be such that we focus on others in ways that allow us to better live a perfectly normal, selfish life without letting self-centeredness cause damage all around us. Next time you hear that voice coming from deep down inside saying that you deserve that need you are so missing in your life, think where you are on the selfish, self-centeredness spectrum. Staying too long on the side of self-centeredness is where victim thinking can't help but to be the norm. Victors realize that they need things in this life, but stop short as best as they can from demanding others to meet those needs in ways they may not have been designed or empowered to do. Let God be the one that holds you up in times of plenty as well as in times of scarcity. Then and only then will you be in a position to live like the victor He has made you to be.